Hey guys, it's Jessie.
And Hannah.
And welcome back to Maybe We've Been a Little Too Harsh.
Maybe we've been a little too harsh.
Yay!
Yay! We didn't do it last episode.
I know, I was just thinking about that.
I know. We didn't ever introduce what the podcast was. We just left people guessing.
I guess we were just excited to talk.
We were, yeah.
Yeah. So how have you been? I know you've got a lot of grad school stuff.
I have got a lot of grad school stuff. And I took two trazodone last night instead of one. So I've been sleeping all day. I did it on purpose. Like, I just wanted to sleep all day. But I'm very tired. So if I'm low energy, that's why I've been sleeping all day.
That's fair.
Grad school stuff is stressful and terrible. And I'm doing very badly. But it's fine. I'm just trying not to think about it. And it's working for the most part.
Yeah.
Benny is here. We're going over to my mom's house tomorrow to play games because we both tested negative for COVID.
Yay! Has your family spent a lot of time with Benny?
No. My parents have only met them twice.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. And my sister has met them like 1.5 times.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. And the baby even less than that, I'm assuming?
The baby also 1.5. The baby can say Benny, and he knows that Benny starts with B.
Oh.
And he was very excited when we came over last weekend because Benny had moons on their mask.
Oh.
And Oliver loves moons.
Oh.
So he was pointing to going, moon.
Oh. He's very happy. All of his interests are so cute.
He's the best. His main interest is Eli.
I know. Every time you tell me an Eli Oliver story, I cry. It's so cute.
They're so cute. He just throws Eli's name at the end of like all of his sentences. Aww. And he thinks that the full verb for biting is biting me, because I'll be like, Eli's biting me, and so he thinks that that's the verb. So he has these cans of Play-Doh that Eli's chewed up, and when he's sorting through them, he'll be like, Eli biting me, purple Play-Doh.
That's so funny.
He's so fucking cute.
Aww.
Yeah, he loves Eli. He has a puzzle piece that Eli chewed up, so that's the Eli piece.
Aww.
Yeah, there's just stuff like that. Everything that Eli's destroyed becomes a game. He likes when Eli steals his stuff, which is great.
Yeah.
So, everything Eli does delights him. Like, Eli will go up the stairs and he'll just be like, Eli running!
Aww.
He gets so happy.
That's so cute.
Yeah. I'm excited to see him tomorrow. I saw him yesterday, obviously, but I miss him whenever I don't see him for more than, 24 hours, so. It's good to see him. I told Abby, I was like, I want to see him for 20 minutes every 2 hours. And she was like, yeah, that's not an option. And I was like, it should be.
That's so funny.
So, nothing much is really going on with me. It's been kind of a low-key week. How about you?
Well, I have faith that you will be able to pull through with grad school. And by pull through, I mean at least not completely fail the whole semester.
Thank you.
Which is, all anyone can really hope for right now.
That's what I'm thinking. Sorry if you hear squeaking. That's Eli and his toy.
Well, I can't hear it on my end, but good. I cannot tell what the listeners will be hearing.
It's just a nice little squeaking in the background. It's not so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I saw my psychiatrist on Tuesday, and I had been afraid to up my Adderall from 5 milligrams to 10 over the weekend because I was I didn't really have anything to do. So I was like, am I going to be hyper focused for nothing?
Yeah.
Which no, but I didn't start taking the 10, which is what I was actually prescribed, until Monday. But I took it Monday and Tuesday and didn't feel anything.
Okay.
So then he upped me to 20. I've been on 20, all week. And it's mostly good.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know. Yesterday it was a little annoying because I did, really feel it wear off. And I was like, damn, maybe I should, take an extra 5 because my psych told me that I could do that because I have, extras of the 10 milligrams and I can split them in half and do whatever basically, and he wants me to take the 20 for a whole month, so I don't know. It just feels nice when I can I feel that the Adderall is working, as opposed to now I know what the difference is when it's not. And I'm ugh.
I continue to be very jealous. The only thing that happened to me when I was on Adderall was that I peed all the time.
Oh, God, no, that's not me. I mean, maybe, like, a little bit more, because I am super fucking thirsty all the time, because I found out that it stops your ability to produce saliva, which is crazy. I knew it would make me not hungry, which is, like, whatever. The only thing that is, like, annoying with not being hungry is because of my, like, stomach problems. Sometimes I, like, really can't eat unless I'm, like, fucking famished. Because, like, because my stomach was so fucked up for so long. Sometimes, like, being hungry and being full and being nauseous are all very much the same feeling, and it's confusing. So, yeah. That's really the only problem with it. But yesterday was fine. Today it's fine.
Good.
Yeah, and in addition to that, I had another article get published.
Yay! I saw that.
Yeah, I'm not, like, super proud of it, just because, like, I feel like I was really talking out of my ass.
Me.
But they paid me, like, $250. I mean, they paid me on the day that I got it published, which is, like, that never happens.
That's awesome.
So, I was, like, very happy about that. I think it's because, they wanted to do PayPal payments. Hmm. So, I just sent them my invoice via PayPal, and they were like, great.
Yeah.
So, I didn't expect them to sell it till the end of the month, so. Other than that, I feel like I've been doing nothing for my work, which makes me feel a little guilty, but also, like, none of the students respond to my emails when I do try to actually talk to them, so it's like, meh. And everyone across the country at every Hillel is dealing with the same experience. Good. So, like, I'm not unique in any way.
My tits are, like, gonna come out at some point.
I know. I saw your shirt, like, coming undone. It's a robe. Like,
yeah, I'm just wearing a robe. Eli, I swear to God, I will kill you. I forgot to mention, and what I've been doing lately is I had a dream about this fanfic project for Queer Folk, obviously. Ooh.
Yeah.
And
I saw you tweeted about a fanfic.
So I was like, God damn it, I'm going to start this fucking enormous fanfic project and I hate myself. So I've been doing that. I have 16,000 words so far.
Mm.
And it is not finished or even close to it. It's going to cover all 5 seasons and I'm at the very end of season 1 right now.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it's going to take a while. And I hate myself and what am I doing with my life? But it's reignited my career.
To me, that seems fast and not a while.
Yeah, it's true. It's like, so yeah, I use the nano counter as just like a guide, even though I'm going for way more than 50k.
Yeah, I wanted to do nano, but like not 50k. I wanted to write for 30 minutes every day, but then like, I don't know. I haven't done it even once, so.
Oh well. God, this dog. I'm throwing his toy for him and he's just.
I know.
Oh my God. He just scratched my face up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My mom got like punched in the eye by one of her dogs that she pet sits for. She's got a pet sitting business. I feel like I mention it every 3 seconds because I feel like we forget. And my mom is just always with random animals anyway. Yeah. So. But she was rolling around on the ground, like roughhousing with a dog, which one, why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
While she was doing that, the dog literally hit her in the eye with its nail. It looks like she literally got into a fight.
Oh my God. Yeah,
it's Ethan very
was just
funny.
Trying to get my attention. He wasn't actually trying to maul me.
Yeah, and yet, he's little.
Yeah, he's just sitting next to me right now staring at me, trying to get me to throw the toy, and I'm done.
Cool, do you want to talk about the episode then?
I would love to talk about the episode.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, let me remember everything that happened, because after me and Benny watched this one, we watched a season 3 episode, and I'm trying to not get them conflated in my mind. So, Ted and the Agays.
Yes.
Brian slept with Ben.
Yes.
What?
But not this episode. It was like a past thing. They brought it up.
Mm-hmm. What's our third plot? Debbie trying to find out stuff about Jason Kemp.
Yes. Yes.
And getting his name.
Yes. Yeah, and I don't think the lesbians did anything other than go to brunch with Emmett and Ted.
And they threw out some of their wedding presents.
Oh, yeah. Fucking rude as hell of them. What the fuck? I mean, whatever. I did really like that they went to brunch together. I thought that was really cute.
Yeah, that was adorable. I liked that. And then they asked who the A dykes were, and they were like, you're looking at them. I thought that was
cute.
I maybe want to be an A dyke.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm at best a B dyke.
Yeah, I'm not even ranked.
No.
I'm, what would you say? Like, ungradable.
Ungradable. I like that.
Unknown and ungradable.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are we going to start?
So we are going to start with, I want to start with Ted because I didn't like his plot.
Okay. Ted is trying to get in with Agis.
Wait, is this the plot that you said it goes on for a long time and you like it?
It doesn't go on for a long time. It's just this one episode. But my sister hates it, and I'm like, what is the problem? It's fine.
It just wasn't interesting. I feel like whenever he gets a plot, his are usually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Which I found this one to be boring and too predictable.
He has so much good stuff coming up in season 3.
Good, good.
Swinging my dog like a pendulum.
I know, you're literally holding him.
Yeah, well, I have him,
like,
by a toy.
By the toy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, and he's just swinging.
I wish the listeners could see this. If you could get a video of this one day and just tweet it, that'd be amazing.
I should. I do this all the time.
Yeah. What the fuck? How many pounds does he weigh?
6.
Ugh. So little.
You're driving me crazy. Can't you just let me record a podcast? Is that so much time?
Wait. I told you that one of my cats... Wait, last time we recorded, was the election called or no?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, congratulations to us.
Yes, woohoo.
Less imminent danger.
Yes.
And...
hopefully we're going to get some money.
Yes, very good. And probably the whole country is going to shut down because... everyone's being fucking stupid and getting the virus, which is fine, whatever. I would rather fewer people die, obviously. But I think I said last time that we took my cat Marty to the vet hospital on election day because he wasn't peeing and we found out he had a bladder stone.
Yes.
So all of this past week, my mom was like, he's going to go to this place to get surgery. Maybe he's not going to get surgery. Oh, we're going to take him to our normal vet. So, whatever. She was all over the place, but that's normal. She then took him to our normal vet to get him an antibiotic shot. I don't know why. I think it was, like, to see if maybe it would help. But, like, he also got x-rays, and they decided they're going to do surgery because they don't think it will shrink on its own. And, like, go away.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's now going to get surgery next Friday. So, maybe I will have updates for the listeners on how my cat is doing.
I hope everything goes
maybe
well.
Maybe I won't.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Now I have a cat trying to get into my lap.
I saw him just attack the cat.
Yeah, well, he's just trying to play. But when the cat gets into my lap, he gets really feisty.
Eli.
I swear he's usually so good. It's just, I get these headphones
out. I believe you.
I
believe you. He just gets all excited when he sees the strings. Bulby does the same thing. Yeah.
Okay, so Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get in with the Agis.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a fun cameo from one of the Agis later in season 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a fun little reminder. But besides that, yeah, they're done. They were just here for this episode.
Yeah.
So they were just using Ted to get to his porn stars.
Yeah. Duh. Why did that not click?
I have no idea.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, literally, that's how Emmett got into his current relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's dumb.
Whatever.
Does anything else happen with that plot? Yeah, it's not great. But, like, my sister's always like, oh, I can't watch this episode, it's the Agis. And I'm like, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's just not interesting. And I feel like it took up too much airtime.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't interesting. How many fucking times can I say it's not interesting? But I don't like that Ted still made the decision to connect the guy with one of his stars.
Yeah.
I didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the star could have chosen not to meet up with this guy. Like, that's his choice, whatever. But I feel like that was... just because you could see the guilt on Ted's face, mm-hmm. I didn't like to see that.
Yeah, I get that. Emmett was fun in this plot.
Yeah, he's a good friend.
Yeah, and he roasted Ted for wanting to get in with the Agis. And
Of course, yes.
So he was a good time.
Yeah. I like that he was supportive and like went to this fancy bar with Chad. Yeah. It was nice.
He got to say, "I'm a vulgar girl," which was one of my favorite of his lines.
It was very
which
funny.
Which is really difficult to say. I just said it.
Vulgar girl.
It's hard. Gross. I'm impressed with his delivery now.
Yeah.
Vulgar girl. It's hard. Oof. Our listeners are now sitting there just mouthing like vulgar girl.
Yes.
All 12 of them.
We've got about 20. All don't discount 20 them.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They never talk to us, so... How should I know that
they're I don't know. Maybe they are tweeting at us. I never check our official
Lord.
Twitter.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. But I think everyone who listens to us follows at least your private Twitter.
Oh, okay.
I think most of them are like, they like you, so that's why they listen to the podcast.
Oh, well, that's nice of them.
Yeah. No one knows me, so. Yeah.
Do you want to do Debbie, or do you want to do Michael, Ben, and Brian?
Let's do Debbie.
Okay.
Because I like Michael, Ben, and Brian's plot, so we can end it with them.
I like Debbie's. Because I don't really
hate it.
Knowing how all the stuff with the dumpster boy pans out, I like anything that's connected to it. But this is the last episode we're going to have with him for a while. Mm-hmm. And you're going to think that it's done because Debbie found the name. And then it's going to come back in the most incredible way.
Good. But, I'm excited.
For now, yeah, that plot's kind of getting put to rest for a while.
Okay.
So Debbie does some investigative work and finds out that the boy's name is Jason Kemp.
Yes, of course. This twink's name is Jason. That was the least surprising thing all
I know.
Episode.
It's like, let's make more obvious parallels between Jason and Justin. And never really acknowledge it.
Ever.
That's what
they like half
crazy.
Acknowledge it every time.
Yeah. And I'm like,
so dumb.
I need Brian to have some feelings about this, but no. Doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. We get a little bit from Jennifer, and she finds the poppers in the fridge.
The poppers! It was so funny!
Bless her heart!
Oh my god. Oh, she's so dumb and
sweet. I love her so much. Her and Debbie teaming up is always fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
So the two of them investigating together was great.
Yes, yes.
Debbie
I
had
gotta
a nice...
say...
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, so they... find what do they didn't find his name. She goes to the detective. No, she finds the name
she
and goes to the detective.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the detective finds her later and is like, I found where he lives.
Yep.
I found it really annoying that the detective says to her, wow, you should be a detective. And it doesn't click for her that like, oh, like maybe there is something more for you than like being at the diner. Like, I know she likes the diner.
Yeah.
That's fine. But I just hate when we're shown in any show, a character has like more potential that they just aren't reaching. And they're like, cool. I don't care.
Huh? An alternate reality in which Debbie became a detective would be a pretty fucking awesome version of Horse Book.
It would be amazing. She would be so much more interesting to watch.
Yes. That would be really fun. Unfortunately, no.
Yeah.
Bandit, why are you here? Bandit.
Those were my thoughts. I feel like you were trying to say something.
I was. I was just because I'm obsessed with Justin. Debbie at one point gives Justin all the tips that she earned and said it's because he carried things, which was a good reference to his hand. And I like that we're still mentioning it.
Yeah, I did. That didn't click for me. I made the assumption that she was saying, like, she was kind of falling behind on, like, what she needed to do on the shift, and he was, like, picking up the slack.
Yeah, it's definitely up for interpretation, but I like to view it my way, so.
That's totally valid. Yeah.
Something about the way she says it, the emphasis she puts on the word carried, for me.
Mm. I thought it was nice of her to give him the tips.
And he drew the poster that helped him find Jason. So good job, Justin. That's about all he got to do.
He
this
did
episode.
A good job.
Yeah, he's a great artist. And I love that we saw him using his computer.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, Jennifer in the apartment bringing them vegetables was sweet. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was so hopelessly heterosexual.
Yes, I love her. When Debbie is like, this is our community. And Jen's like, is it though?
yeah, whatever. Yeah. I will let Debbie have her, whatever the hell you call it, be annoying. She, whatever. There's no word for it. Okay. Yeah.
And that brings us to our big plot.
Yeah. I feel like it could have been done better if Ted got less screen time and this plot got more time to go deeper.
Mm-hmm. My problem with this plot, really, is that I do not understand the scene when Brian comes to the comic shop and they make out.
Yep.
I don't get that scene. Brian says, "I know your secret identity," and I have no idea what he's talking about. And I've seen the show 25 times.
Thing.
Right, but like, is he talking about like, "I know that you're really in love with me," or "I know that you're not really in love with me and you're in love with Ben"? Like, what is he saying here?
I don't know.
And I've seen this show 100 times, and I still don't know. And that's not great.
Yeah.
I'm fine with things that you don't understand the first time around. I like that.
Yeah.
After multiple viewings, you should be able to get everything. And I don't get the scene.
I made the assumption that he was talking about the thing that he was writing, the comic. But I also thought it was stupid and was like...
Yeah, but like, why would that be his closing line? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Especially since the comic that he's writing will never go anywhere. It's not a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
I don't like any time Brian has been physical with Michael this season.
Yeah.
It's annoying. And, like, ingenuine. Like,
I thought it was just so weird that Brian goes in there and says, "Are you jealous of Ben for being with me or me for being with Ben?" When he has, up until now, never acknowledged Michael's feelings for him and tiptoed around them and not wanted them to be real, really. And now all of a sudden we're just going out and saying things.
It felt weird, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's odd.
Yeah, I kind of interpreted that as, like, he is fed up with Michael just, like, carrying these feelings.
Yeah.
And he's like, just let it go and, like, go headfirst into your good thing. Because, like, he isn't, like, who was the hot chiropractor?
David.
Excuse me. David. Because David was jealous of Brian, and obviously Ben isn't, because, one, he isn't interested in Brian, and two, has already been with Brian.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really like the scene where Michael goes back to Ben and admits his feelings for Brian. And Ben doesn't freak out.
Yeah, Ben's amazing.
Ben's
So I texted you, and I was like, I hate this, and I don't want it to happen, but I think Ben might be taking my, taking Ted's spot for my favorite character.
Ben has some, like, plot lines where he's not great, but, like, that's part of being on a TV show. But he is pretty much great until season 5 when they totally run him and Michael's characters into the ground. And are like, they need to be the bad guys to Brian's gay crusade.
So hold on. Here's a fun story from my life. The other day, I woke up at 6:45 in the morning, and to both my 17-year-old cat and my cat, Bulby, climbing on me and purring, which is like, great, love that.
Yeah.
But also, our black cat, who has no teeth, peeing in my room because he was mad that he wasn't fed yet. I hate him so much. He doesn't deserve any rights.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. It's over now.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So back to Ben, Brian, Michael.
Yes. I liked the glimpses we got of Ben and Brian together. I thought they were fun. I liked Justin being really turned on by the whole thing. I thought that was funny.
Yes.
And him accidentally blowing it for everybody when he couldn't not laugh and then Brian hitting him.
Yes.
This is more of Brian and Justin just being like the happy little couple in the background, which you know that I love.
Yes. Yeah.
That's going to end pretty soon and they're going to come more in the forefront.
What?
Yeah.
Why do they have to and their happiness.
Drama for TV. I know, TV shows apparently need to have conflict. I don't agree either. That's why I'm writing this fanfic. I'm writing the fanfic that's basically like Queer as Folk, but remove all the conflict.
Yeah. They don't just have a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Let's all just chill. Let's all just be happy.
Yeah. We're both covered in animals right now.
We are, yeah.
It's very cute for us.
It is. I love it for us.
Is there anything else? I found it a little weird that Michael's first reaction was to be like, no, I don't care. No, I'm just gonna sleep with Ben. As opposed to, like, I don't know, actually reacting. I feel like that would be more normal for him.
Yeah, I think he's trying to be, like, more adult. Stop it, Eli. Which means, like, denying his feelings in Michael world.
Whatever. Don't appreciate that from him.
Me neither. So are we on Hot or Not? It's a short episode.
Yeah, Hot or Not. There was just, like, less to talk about. Everything was kind of cut and dry.
Not much happened, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Hot or Not. Go for it.
My hot is going to be Ben. He is the best. He was trying to help Michael process his feelings, and he told Michael that it was fine, and he came to Michael's friends to ask for more context on Michael and Brian's relationship, yeah, which is great.
Good. That was really good.
I really liked that scene. I thought it was awesome.
My hot's going to be Debbie.
Valid.
For being awesome and not giving up on this kid. Mm-hmm. And doing some great investigative work. And also, we got to see some of her relationships with people on Liberty Avenue, like how all the people there know her. And it was just sweet, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was nice because, like, clearly she's so bothered that she didn't know this kid's name. Yeah. That she's really making an effort to make sure she knows everyone's names, mm-hmm. like, something about them, about their lives. It was a good moment of character growth, I think.
I agree. Oh, Eli found a Sharpie. That's good. That can't possibly end poorly.
Okay. Should I go quickly with my knot?
It's fine.
Okay. My knot is going to be Brian.
Okay.
I think for not saying anything when Michael and Ben first started seeing each other, which is stupid, one. And two, for that weird scene in the comic book shop that made no sense. So bizarre.
I'm torn between two, but I'm going to give it to Ted for the desperate simping for the...
That was my other choice, yeah.
I thought about giving it to Michael just because he was annoying as shit, but...
He's been worse.
Yeah, and he gets in the right place at the end, so...
Yeah.
And this is the end of Michael pining after Brian. It's over. It's done.
Yeah.
When you get later in the series, you will forget that that was ever a thing. It's just done.
I did like Brian showing up throughout the episode, like, wasn't that in fun? Michael's imagination. Yeah, it was really nice.
Those scenes must have been fun to film, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, would you like to hear about next episode?
Mm-hmm.
I have to make sure I can see your face while I read this.
Okay, I'm nervous.
No, it's a fun one. Okay. Davina DeVore, Pittsburgh's very own drag queen, is back in town. She dated Debbie 30 years ago, and she looks a lot like Michael.
I am excited.
You should be. Who she really looks like is Nathan Lane, but it's fine.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Justin becomes a go-go dancer at Babylon to earn money for school.
Yes.
I have a poster of Justin as go-go dancer on my wall.
Oh, very fun.
It's from this episode.
Yes.
Melanie and Lindsay struggle to get Gus accepted for preschool.
What the hell is with this getting accepted for preschool nonsense?
This plot sucks just as much as you'll imagine.
It was the same thing in the L Word. That's not a thing that happens in places that are not New York City.
I know. It definitely doesn't happen in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't happen in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
If it doesn't happen outside of D.C., it doesn't happen in Pittsburgh, I can guarantee.
Oh, and the episode is called It's Because I'm Gay, right?
Me. Yeah. Every 3 seconds. Yeah.
So this is a fun one. We'll have a good time.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. You should definitely go and follow us on Twitter, even if I will not respond to you. You will know when the episodes are coming out. So follow us at maybe a little too... No, it's at a little too harsh. And at Hannah Mosk. Yes. And at Jesse underscore Quinn. Cool. Thank you guys again. Adopt a cat.
Adopt a cat.